Plus, we've got a new mega merger in the public service. The Ministries of Environment, Transport, Housing, Urban Development and then the Local Government Functions of Internal Affairs will all come together in the new MCIRT, which is the Ministry of Cities, Environment, Regions and Transport. Oliver Hartwich is the New Zealand Initiative Executive Director and with us. Morning, Oliver.
Good morning, Heather.
Is bringing them all together, is the aim is obviously to get them to work together, but will that necessarily work?
But we'll find out. I mean, the whole thing shall be operational in half a year's time. So that's quite ambitious in itself. I mean, to start with, I think some mergers make sense because we have 43 government departments and ministries in this country, which is a ridiculous number. We also have 81 ministerial portfolios, which again is a totally ridiculous number. So some consolidation makes good sense. And still, I'm not entirely sure whether this current merger in front of us actually will work.
Yeah, why? Okay, give me the reasons, because I've got some of my own, but give me the reasons why you think it might not work.
Well, the first thing is timing, because the ministries in question are currently super busy because we are getting through the IMA reforms, and that will take all of their resources. Now, putting a super merger on top of that, I think maybe asking too much of the ministries. But the real problem I see is actually we're creating another government ministry, a bit like MB. You know, MB reports to 21 ministers at the present time. I mean, in Ireland, they only have 15 ministers in cabinet. We have more ministers reporting to MB or the other way around, than Ireland has in its entire cabinet. And it will be the same with MCIRT. So MCIRT now unites all of these various functions. That makes perhaps some good sense. But in the end, we will still have the same ministers now in charge of individual portfolios. So it's not as if MCIRT will, in the end, report to just a single minister, but there will be various ministers that MCIRT deals with. And I'm not sure whether that's the right structure.
Right, so you're just changing the location, but the problems continue. Is it also not possible, Oliver, that you can have an organisation, the final organisation, that is so enormous and so it's just so mind-blowingly big that it doesn't actually matter whether they're in the same building or in multiple buildings? They're not going to know that, like, it's not going to break down the silos.
No, yeah, and that's the problem really with MB. I mean, MB is currently, I don't know, 6,000 or 7,000 employees. And at that stage, it's, of course, an organization that's simply too big to function properly. So I think actually it would be better to have a more coherent approach to government consolidation. As I said, 43 government departments and ministries, that's too many. We should certainly consolidate, but maybe do it in a more systematic way. Consolidate them all at once, then make sure that you also have a principle of one minister in charge of one department and not the 81 portfolios we currently have. And then you might have a solution in the end, but probably also try not to do this while you're doing massive reforms and in an election year. So timing-wise, I'm a bit sceptical.
Yeah, Oliver, thanks for... Oh, by the way, can I just ask you really quickly, we're talking to Nicola Willis after 7. Thoughts on the surplus being pushed out yet again?
Not a great surprise. I mean, after the economic development we've seen over the past few months, everybody was kind of expecting it. But yeah, I mean, we have to get to surplus rather sooner than later.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, Oliver, thanks so much. Oliver Hartwich, the New Zealand